This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Neurothera from Claire Labs. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Neurothera is a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. Used daily, Neurothera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. For more information and to purchase Neurothera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The subject is colostrum. Today we're talking to Doug Wyatt. He's director of the Sovereign Health Initiative, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to educating people on natural and effective solutions for addressing the root causes of autoimmune and chronic conditions. So, you know, the first question I would pose to you, Doug, is, so what are some of the conditions that, on the one hand, we say colostrum is essential food, it's a wonderful preventive, but is there evidence that colostrum is beneficial for treating certain conditions?
Well, the primary list of these are allergies and autoimmune conditions, mm-hmm. and you can certainly see the progress of colostrum with patients that have Hashimoto's or have lupus or MS, Alzheimer's. We've had specific studies related to Alzheimer's and in the repair of damage in the brain and slowing down the onset of Alzheimer's. So those factors all come into play. So anytime you have arthritis or any autoimmune condition, colostrum is going to be very beneficial. Now, the sooner you start the program with colostrum, and especially if we begin this with infants, if you're not being breastfed, your children desperately need to, you got to bring in the living components of colostrum into the food.
I just want to ask for mothers and grandparents out there, is colostrum LD a safe product for very small children, for infants, toddlers, and so on?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Even premature infants.
Oh, wow.
And I go further than this. It's not just safe for infants. It is a necessity because if you're not breastfeeding, and even if you are breastfeeding a child and the child is sickly and not thriving, add colostrum in the program and it'll turn it around. The colostrum LD is very, very safe for all ages.
And what kind of dosing considerations for children? I'm sorry, what kind of dosing considerations for, because you can't give a very small child a tablespoon.
Half of what you do with an adult, but I want you to understand colostrum is a superfood. It's safe at any level. Mm-hmm. You can't overdose on the colostrum. Mm-hmm. If you take too much of it, you will end up using it nutritionally, mm-hmm. Which is just a waste of money. It's not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Okay. The issue with colostrum, and going back in, and I want to stress one factor.
Sure.
A lot of people ask me, well, I'm allergic to milk. You know, let's go through a few of these questions.
Exactly.
Number one, colostrum is not milk. N-O-T, mm-hmm. not milk.
Okay.
Colostrum is immune and growth factors. Now, I want to discuss milk a little bit with you because I think there's been a bad story out there about milk. Mm-hmm. And I would come on and then tell you that those of your listeners who've ever heard of the Weston A. Price Foundation, it's been around for about 110 years,
mm-hmm.
and they've been teaching people about raw, fresh milk and what the benefits of those of raw, fresh milk is. The problem we have with our milk isn't whether it comes from a cow or a goat or a sheep or whatever. Milk has always been the first food for humans. Once we weaned our infants off of our mother's breast, we usually, in every continent on the planet, had some form of animal with an udder, and milk was the easiest food in the world to obtain. So humans relied on milk mm-hmm. as a primary food source. And as a part of that, I think that we don't produce enough amino and growth factors in our own body because we had it so ubiquitously in our diet until recently. Now, all of our dairy today is basically overprocessed. It's dead. It's just dead. There's nothing good about it.
That destroys the immunoglobulins and breaks down all the beneficial properties of lactoferrin, of colostrum.
Yes. Absolutely. Now, milk contains about 1.5% colostrum. In other words, 1.5% immune growth factors. And so if you have a Jersey cow or a goat in the backyard and you're drinking 5 or 6 glasses of milk every day, you don't need my colostrum. You don't need it. But how many people can and have the opportunity to have raw fresh milk on their diet? It's very difficult these days to do it. And even in Arizona, I can buy raw fresh milk, but it runs about $17 to $18 a gallon.
Doug, you say, though, that you should not have colostrum with protein. So if you're going to feed this to a baby, an infant, who is taking, say, formula, you shouldn't mix the colostrum with the formula. Am I correct? You should actually
just mix it in with water.
Water.
You know,
so
you should be giving your infant some water anyway.
Right. So it could make sort of a almost a skim milk consistency when you mix it with water.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. And then they can have their formula afterwards.
Now, let's talk about some conditions.
Sure.
You know, we've talked about leaky gut. Obviously, it's tied into chronic disease. That means inflammatory heart disease. That means pre-diabetes, diabetes, and diabetes. It means every form of allergies, food and airborne, any form of autoimmune condition. And when we look at and take this further to cancer, I believe as rare as its ugly head, as chronic disease is defined as such. And colostrum has a role in every one of those circumstances. I'm not saying colostrum is going to cure your cancer. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that it's important for you to understand, your listeners to understand, that cancer has many causes, and some of these are infectious. Mm-hmm. Some of these, in almost all cases, our body, when it's strong and powerful immunologically, then we have a capability of the immune system can identify diseased or damaged cells and create macrophages and natural killer cells to take them out. And no question that colostrum has a role to play in all of those activities, in boosting and helping us identify damaged cells in the body and helping us have those removed. The other thing that colostrum is really good at, and we just completed a study in Spain, and we're under the process of submitting a major article for peer review publication. But I want to talk a little bit about the study and what we did. We were looking at colostrum and telomerase.
Telomerase, yeah.
And telomeres we have shown that colostrum has an ability to help prevent their breakage and to actually help stimulate their repair and growth. That's a pretty interesting statement as far as anti-aging is concerned.
And for a listening audience, let's define telomeres. There's a word in shoemaking, which I had to look up, but it's actually a good crossword puzzle word. I think the word is eglet, which is those little things that are at the end of shoelaces that keep your shoelaces from unraveling. Sometimes they're metal, usually they're plastic, and they keep those shoelaces from unraveling. And that's what telomeres do for your genes. They're actually little caps at the end of your chromosome array, which prevents your chromosomes from basically unraveling like old shoelaces. And when that happens, game over. You know, all of your cellular processes become disorganized and you die. You know, so if you longer telomeres, the more protection you have from the aging process. Am I summing it up correctly?
I think that's about the best description of telomeres that I've heard, Doctor. That's
okay,
phenomenal. Thank
great.
You.
Good. I take it as high praise from you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, I think that sums it up pretty well. The colostrum has an ability, therefore, we've seen in athletes, and I'm going to give you a case point.
Sure.
I was working with the University of Adelaide in Australia. This is in 1998. I introduced colostrum to their top sports physiologist at the University of Adelaide, their medical school.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought in two Olympic teams. We brought in the rodent track team, and we brought in a cyclist team. And we put them on colostrum for 6 weeks. And these are athletes, and if your viewers out there understand, when you've got Olympic athletes, that are under medical supervision in their diet, et cetera, having any kind of teeny incremental increase in their mm-hmm. performance
yeah.
is phenomenal, okay? Because these people are maxed out
right.
physically, capability.
They're always looking for that little edge that
yes.
can take them like just a few seconds better in terms of performance.
When we brought colostrum in, we found that we had cut the recovery time in half, literally cut it in half. We saw up to a 20% increase in strength and stamina. We eliminated the downtime, that immune shutdown that occurs after exertion. We also proved that an athletic performance is a cause, a major cause of leaky gut. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's very interesting that you say that, because it actually has been demonstrated that doing a marathon, for example, is extremely stressful to the body. And one of the things that happens is that you release a lot of zonulin, the tight junctions become damaged, possibly because of ischemia, lack of blood circulation to the intestine under conditions of high stress. And it's actually almost like you have kind of a heart attack of your intestines. I mean, not quite at that level, but something that stresses them to the point where leaky gut develops. It's very interesting.
That's correct. Now, what happened out of these studies is that the country of Australia took every Olympic athlete they had and put them all on colostrum permanently as a part of their daily diet. And what they did in the year 2000 and in 2004 in the Summer Games is that they beat out China for total medals. Now, you got to understand how important this is.
Yeah.
20 million people in the population to try and develop Olympic teams out of Australia versus a couple of billion in China.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, and China always kicked their butt, no question about it, in total medals, but not in 2000 and not in 2004. And so the Australians were so excited about this, they produced a television documentary about colostrum and giving it to their athletes, and they showed it on national television in Australia. Well, the Chinese got wind of this
and filed a complaint
with the International Olympic Committee saying, these doggone Australians are doping.
Performance-enhancing drug.
We brought in a whole range of scientists and physicians, testified to the Olympic Committee, proved to them colostrum is not doping, it's a natural food, and the Olympic Committee approved colostrum's use by athletes.
Isn't that amazing? That's great. Boy, that's a really exciting revelation about the potential for colostrum. And, you know, you certainly are motivating me to take my colostrum, because I, you know, from time to time sign up for a triathlon and I work out hard, and I'm always looking for that little bit of incremental performance that will take me across the finish line. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this message with you. Here it goes. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to Douglas Wyatt, Director of Sovereign Health Initiative. So any other recent research, what else are you working on in terms of demonstrating the efficacy of colostrum?
Well, right now we're taking colostrum into 43 hospitals that ring one of the most important industrial sectors right outside of Hong Kong on the mainland. And we have contracted with 43 hospitals to do extensive work with their patients in those hospitals. And I'm expecting that those Those studies probably will begin in October or November of this year, and we're expecting some really incredible results out of this. We know what colostrum does. It's not a mystery. But getting some larger studies like this in place is going to give us enough ammunition so that we can finally come into hospitals and family clinics throughout the United States and introduce colostrum on a much broader basis as it should be. Because one of the things that I don't know that your listeners understand this, that 80% of the deaths medically are come about because of chronic disease. And chronic disease begins in the gut, like Hippocrates said over 2,000 years ago.
All disease begins in the gut, 500 BC, right.
Yeah. And I think the best way to understand colostrum is this. Colostrum, as your very first food, the first substance to enter your mouth, on every mammal on the planet, was designed to make your gut and your immune system work perfectly. And nothing else can substitute for it. Nothing.
Help me out here, because there is some confusion. There's a product called transfer factor, which sometimes is equated with colostrum, and it's derived from bovine milk.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because what transfer factor is, and we have a product that's an oral spray, and these are polypeptides. They're the very teeny, small molecules that are in colostrum, and these polypeptides are the signaling molecules that signal optimized immune function. So when we use the spray, and it's called Colostrum IC, or we have a product called Virilox, and we have one called IRM, these are all different sectors of those polypeptides that have very specific functions in the immune system. And so transfer factor is polypeptides. That's what it is. It's a fraction of colostrum. Now,
what is it? What does it do? What is it targeted towards?
What the polypeptides are targeted towards is modulating immune function. But I also want to back up and say this. If you don't stop and heal the leaky guts, we're constantly transferring pathogens into the bloodstream. You can never modulate the immune system effectively. It's not possible. You have to treat and heal and keep the gut integrity first. Then the peptide sprays have much more effectiveness.
I'm intrigued by I didn't know you had a range of products. The Virilox,
yes,
it's called?
Virilox was done, and we used that in a study with the daycare center. We took over 104 to 106-year-olds and put them on just a single dose of Virilox every day. You just spray it in the mouth. And that cut the antibiotic use in that group by 85%.
And that's not to supplant the use of colostrum.
Really,
this is a complement to colostrum.
It's a complement to colostrum.
Okay.
That's correct. The IRM was designed to help bring down over immune response with people with allergies and autoimmune conditions.
Okay.
Again, it's used with colostrum.
So you see, modulate. In other words, it's a little bit regulate,
correct.
Turn down the volume on a hyper-reactive immune system.
And it will bring it up if we have infections going on. It will stimulate higher production of natural killer cells, etc.
So it's not like immunosuppressive drugs, which are sort of a one-way street in terms of they suppress your immunity, so your autoimmune condition is better, but then you become more prey to infections. That, unfortunately, is a consequence of immunosuppressive medication.
That's correct, yeah. And one of the things that we also try and remind people is don't take an immune booster if you have an autoimmune or allergy condition.
Okay.
And so colostrum is not an immune booster. It's an immune modulator, immune modulator.
Yeah, and I think people don't get that because when you say that something's good for immunity, people worry that, it's going to amp up my immune system and my autoimmune condition will get worse because my immune system will be more active. That's not how colostrum works, is it?
No, that isn't how it works at all. Colostrum is, like they said, is a true immune modulator. So if we've got an overactive immune response going on in the body, we're producing histamines and IgE to attack our joints, for example, it's going to stop that activity from happening. But only it's not going to work unless we get in and help heal the leaky gut. So two things that I like to recommend to people is that if we're dealing with a case of obesity, okay, and obesity right now is running 60%, maybe even higher in our population. University of UCLA did a study in California, and they published this about a year ago. It was on the front page of the LA Times, and basically it said that 45 out of 100 Californians, I'm not saying adults, I said Californians, were pre-diabetic. And if you add diabetes type 2 into that mix, 55% of the state. And every one of these people were obese in that category. And the other thing that I like to stretch in this is that a majority, almost all of these people, will have candida infection. And candida is the nastiest little thing, talking to the brain all the way up through the vagus nerve into the body, just telling it, begging you to feed me. And guess what? What candida just thrives on?
Sugar.
Simple carbohydrates, sugar, white flour, etc. Yes.
So colostrum can be used for people suffering from candida so that they are less reliant on antifungal medication all the time?
Absolutely. The key factor to candida is lactoferrin, which represents about 3.5% to 4% of our colostrum. That's the factor that the body naturally produces to destroy yeast and fungus. So the best treatment for candida is colostrum.
Wow.
Now, what I recommend if you've got pre-diabetic people is you take colostrum four times a day.
Okay.
We don't do it twice. Because what we want to do is we want to keep the blood sugar balanced. We want to take away cravings. So if you're hungry and you got hyper or hypoglycemic, and you take a teaspoon or two of colostrum, mix it in water, and drink it within minutes, that blood sugar is going to be balanced. The craving is gone. You don't have the hunger anymore. Okay, and so this is an incredible way to keep that blood sugar balanced all day long.
That's interesting because I've noticed that when I take out my little dose of colostrum in the morning, it really sort of takes away that real heavy duty hunger that I might have. Working out all morning and waiting till noon sometimes to have breakfast, it takes the edge off your hunger. I was going to just pose a question for clarification. Some people have lactose intolerance. This is a milk product. So, and technically isn't there a little bit of lactose in colostrum?
Well, not really. We use lactose enzyme and pre-digest the lactose.
Oh, okay.
So what is left is digested lactose, which really isn't lactose, okay?
Okay, so that shouldn't pose a problem.
It's safe to say that our colostrum is lactose-free.
So you break it down into the simple sugars, the glucose and galactose, which make up lactose. Okay, so for people who have lactose intolerance, and even were it to have some lactose, it's a very tiny amount that you use, probably not enough to trigger a problem.
Not at all, yes, that's correct. Now, I want to tell people that people have talked to me all the time about milk allergies and reactions to colostrum. And I want to stress this, that when your biome is upside down, and a majority of us has that problem if you're not taking colostrum regularly, the die-off can create mild flu-like symptoms for a day or two, and this is normal.
Okay.
This is normal. This is not a reason to say, oh, I'm allergic to colostrum, I need to stop this. It's a time you need to work through it. Now, if it's terribly uncomfortable, and it can be for a very few people, I like to recommend taking the dose way down so that it's low, like a
microdose,
half a teaspoon once a day, until you're used to it, and then build it back up.
Because it actually is doing something. It is having an impact on your immune system, and that's not necessarily bad. What I tell people sometimes by analogies, I say, sometimes, if you want to look at the great view over New York from the World Trade Center, you have to get up in that elevator, and there's a little bit of an acceleration as you get to the top. But when you get to the top, the view is fantastic. So experience a little bit of G-force as you get there.
One of the things that I also want to recommend is come to our website, and we have a number of them, so I'd like to mention those.
Please.
Number one, the website for Sovereign Health Initiative is the simplest one is icnr.org.
Do it again.
Or mysovhealth.org. mysovhealth.org.
Okay.
mysovhealth.org.
Okay.
Now, the next thing is I'd like to offer all your listeners a free sample of our product.
Fantastic.
Okay. And the way you do that is you go to mysovlabs.com.
Mm-hmm.
mysovlabs.com.
Okay.
And on that, there's a free book and a free 50-gram pack of colostrum. All you pay is $6.95 shipping and handling, and it'll be out at your door within a couple of days. And that's a 5-day workup supply. Now, we find that almost everybody can get a pretty good understanding of what mm-hmm. colostrum is going to be doing in your body within 5 days. Mm-hmm. So you take a couple of teaspoons twice a day, you got a 5-day supply, and that's a really good way to just to get started on the colostrum.
That's a fantastic introductory offer. Is there a coupon code or anything to you have to mention?
No coupon code necessary. Absolutely.
Well, tell them Dr. Hoffman sent you.
It's a one-time only offer, so you can't go in and do it over and over again. It's a one-time per person. Now, the other thing that we mentioned, and we talked a little bit about liposomal delivery.
Yep.
We have a product called Vital CLD.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a vitamin C with liposomal delivery. And we also have a curcumin LD.
Oh, okay. Which I mentioned earlier.
I want to tell your audience that there are various forms of what people call liposomal delivery in the marketplace. And there are a bunch of companies out there that think that if you take sunflower lecithin and you put curcumin in it, which is an oil, okay,
mm-hmm.
And so you've got an oil product, and they sell it in bottles where you're pumping the oil in your mouth, that's liposomal delivery. That is not liposomal delivery. That is curcumin in oil. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When we do our liposomal delivery, we take and we have a very specific procedure in which we mechanically have to mm-hmm. bring the molecule of the curcumin or the colostrum or the vitamin C to a certain size
mm-hmm.
in nanometers. And then when we apply through a mechanical process the sunflower lecithin that contains phosphatidylcholine and serine, which are wonderful, wonderful molecules, all in their
good
own
for
right,
you anyway.
For brain
yeah.
health, etc. And we apply these so that we have about a 1%, and that's all it takes, to coat and provide that delivery mechanism, and what we end up with is about 1,500% higher absorption.
Mm.
So what we're doing, and we've been able to prove with our Vital C LD, is we've been able to prove that we can get 50% of that vitamin C into the bloodstream when
That's
taken orally.
Very, very high. I mean,
now,
usually it's more like 1/8, you know, something like that.
Yeah. The average for regular vitamin C, you're getting 8.3%.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
And the next highest out there, which is ester C, 16.5%.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been able to prove of a 50% absorption.
Well, so it sounds like you've leveraged the technology that you developed for colostrum for these other products, and since you have such a good delivery system for colostrum, it may be applicable to other products as well.
Absolutely, it is. It's very applicable.
Great.
So we get a lot of rave reviews on our liposomal delivery products because they're in capsules and they're not nasty tasting oil, and they're a lot less expensive than the liposomal delivery that's in the oil mix.
Well, great. Doug, once again, give us the URL for the free samples, please.
Yeah, that's our primary website is mysovlabs, mysovlabs.com. The educational site where you can find more about colostrum's benefits and the research, all of that kind of information is available at our nonprofit, which is My solvehealth.org.
All right.
And if you want to, read the reviews, you'd like to see the. We have almost 1,000 reviews on our Colostrum LD product on Amazon.com. You can buy our products on Amazon.com also, but we have auto ship and we have some other programs on our regular website that offer some benefits from buying directly from us rather than Amazon. But I'm mentioning Amazon because we've had such an incredible response with Amazon buyers telling their stories of what's happened in their body, in people, real people, using our products.
Well, that's fabulous. Hey, I want to congratulate you on, I mean, you're certainly a guy who's on mission, you know, in terms of getting the word out about a product that you certainly believe in and that is really worthy of people's attention. I'm using it more and more in my practice, and thanks to you, I'm even more convinced of its efficacy, and I personally use it. So keep up the great work, Doug. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hoffman. And again, it was such a pleasure to be with you on your show. And I want to tell your audience that you've got a great advocate here. Dr. Hoffman is very knowledgeable, and it's just a pleasure to be able to have an opportunity to speak with you and somebody as knowledgeable as you are. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's Doug Wyatt from Sovereign Health. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.